Hey, what's going on out there with you? How y'all doing on this great Wednesday? What day is it? Today? That's right, y'all. It's Wednesday, the middle of the week. Hey, I'm telling you, hey, you can't ask for nothing better than that, right? You got half the weekend and half the week to go. Hey, the work week anyway, right? Right. Oh, man. So this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mr. Talk, and we got some things going on for you today that's going to be outstanding always, as always, because, you know, we just do what we do, how we do it, when we do it. That's right. The topic of the show today is, what did they say? Yeah, what did they say? Yeah, because we all know they say something, they say one thing, but they mean totally something completely different. You know what I mean? So that's what we're going to be talking a little bit about today. PNK, I see you out there. I'll get to you in a few. Now, if you want to join the conversation today, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or go to the www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. And join us. Go ahead and join us in the chat room. You know what I mean? And we'll be all right. Because we have some great conversations going on in the chat room as well. I don't hear no crackling. I think Pianki out there tripping, talking about he hears some crackling in his audio. All right, you may have some bad weather wherever you are. Guest 1544, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Oh, man, I tell you, it's a nice, beautiful day outside on Hump Day. That's right, man. I'm telling you, you can't beat that. You can't beat that. You hear me? A nice 88 degrees outside. I'm telling you, man, 88 degrees, that is not bad. That's not bad at all. You know, with a slight wind. So, yeah, we doing good. We are doing absolutely great as far as weather-wise. Oh, man. So how y'all doing out there? What's going on with y'all today? I know y'all got something y'all want to talk about, so we gonna get it on. That we gonna get it on, because you know our leaders, they always say things, and you know, and in their little speeches there'll be little code words that they use that most people won't even catch on to. And you'd be like, wow, did he really say that? Yeah, he really said it. He truly said it. They truly said it. But, you know, unless you're really paying attention, you won't figure out what's going on. I know. So that's what we're saying. That's what the show is going to be about today. And, you know, we're just going to have us a good time, and just let the show flow, as we like to say. Just let it flow. You know what I mean? Just let it flow. Because I tell y'all, man, there's so much going on out there. This undercover things they be talking about. And a lot of these speeches aren't made for the normal Joe. It's made for those that's in the know and they want to do their little certain things. So that's where the little subliminal messages come from. So that's why I titled the show, What Did They Say? Because, you know, they say one thing, but they mean something different. And this is not just the president. You got the Pope saying stuff. You got the politicians saying things. And, oh, man. And all of them got their little messages in there that we, the normal Joe, kind of don't pay attention to until it's too late. So I know some of y'all have some of these things in your mind and written down. So today is your chance. Today is your chance to let it all out and let's make some things happen. Let's educate our people and let them know that what you hear on the top side, and not always what's going on. You got to look in the middle and the bottom. That's right, y'all. All right. So that's just a quick synopsis of what the show is going to be about today. So I guess if you know you really want to say something crazy, say, all right, well, in that case then, you know, conspiracy theorists, you know, today is your day. You know, let's do this thing. Oh, boy, have mercy. But, hey, you never know. You never know. All right. Since we got that out of the way, the rules of the house are this. This is an adult show. Adult things are said. Act accordingly, okay? Don't call in here acting crazy, acting like, you know, you fresh off out of high school and your feelings all hurt and you just can't take that. Well, okay. I'm putting it out there now. This is an adult show. Adult things are said. All right? Don't come throwing left hooks if you can't take right hooks back. Okay? It's just that simple. You know? And don't be personally attacking anyone. Only one who can attack anybody personally on this show is me. And you know why it's me? Because it's my freaking show. That's right. And I don't do it, so. So I'm not going to allow you to do it. All right? Now. Since I have that out of the way, man, I'm telling you, boy, this is so fast and easy today. I'm telling you, it's hump day. Yeah, I know. I'm out there again today, y'all. I really am. I don't know. But anyway, so let's go on, get on with the quote of the day. Then we're going to do the song of the day. And then we're going to come on back and get started with the show. All right. Here's the quote of the day. When you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to catch you. Did y'all catch that one? Let me tell it again. Let me say it one more again. When you stop chasing the wrong things, you give the right things a chance to catch you. All right? Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to expound on that. That should be real easy to understand right there. You know what I mean? That should be real easy. So you know what? We're going to go on and move on to the song of the day. But if by chance y'all want to comment on the quote of the day, hey, call in 347-838-8622 or stop by the chat room and leave it on the chat room. Or go to email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Okay. All right. Or there's the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Derrick Jackson @facebook.com. All right. So now we got all that out of the way. Are y'all ready for the song of the day? The song of the day is cool. It's an oldie. It's a jam. And everybody loves this song because it's just old and good. That's all I'm going to say. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and bring you the song by the Reverend Al Green.
Love and happiness, yeah, something that can make you do wrong, make you do right, yeah, love.
Love and happiness. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone. Yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.
Love and
y'all, that was the Reverend at this point, Al Green, with Love and Happiness, an old staple from the 70s. Oh, Lord have mercy. I'll say, make your moan a moan for love. Say, oh, my goodness. So, how y'all doing on this wonderful Wednesday, man? I'll tell you, oh, it's hump day, man. too gone, too to go, right? Right. For those that's working hard the 5-day week, you know, some of y'all on them 4-day work weeks. So basically, you got one more day to go. Yeah. All right. 3 days to the Sabbath for some, 4 days to the Sabbath for some others. What did he just say? Yeah, I said it. Anyway, so that's what we're going to be talking about a little bit about today. So I hope you're all ready, man. I hope you're all ready. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. You want to get involved in the show today, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or go by and stop by the face of Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62, all one word, and join us in the chat room, okay? Now, as always, you can participate in the show. And trust me, if you email me or what have you, I'll make sure it gets on the air. All right, so with nothing more than that, let's go on and get on with the show. The phone lines are now open. So if you have something you want to talk about what they said or theory, come on, you know, call me on the phone right about now, 347-838-8622, and we can get it on from there. All right? Okay. Now, oh, all right, let me slow it down for a moment. Uh-oh, wait a minute. I see somebody with their hand up already. Man, I couldn't get a breath in. Hold on. Here we go. All right, Brother Lowe, what's going on, man?
I'm mad.
What up?
I'm mad because they said that my people was going to get 40 acres in a mule.
Oh, they said that. Who say that?
They said that.
They said that, huh?
Yeah, that's what yeah. they said. And the funny thing about your topic is you can't go back and find out exactly who the they was on some of these things that people don't want to talk about today.
Hmm. Well, that's true, and that's true enough, too. But in this instance, I think we know who they are.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, they lied. They lied. They lied. And if they didn't lie, then I won't. The 40 acres in Mew that my foreparents got was New York City. 40 acres right there in the middle of New York City.
Mm.
And I'll rent it out from now on to them. They can keep it. They're just going to be paying the rent on it.
They're going to be paying the rent on it, huh?
They're going to pay the rent on it. How about that?
Okay. Good luck with that one there, man. I'm telling you. Good luck with that one there. No.
I had a chance to go through your archives and listen to the show yesterday, and they said it was a great idea. She took him camping. I'm thinking to myself, I've done a lot worse just to get, you know, some draws.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it could be something like, my son, you know, little BB, you know, he got a football game, and everybody, you know, they daddy going to be there. And I know you ain't his daddy, but he just want a man to be there. Will you come? Yeah, sure, I'll come. Yeah. And this was years ago, mind you. Yeah, I'll come. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And the reason I come was because the benefits that I was going to receive from going.
Mm.
Why not go? Yeah. We don't want the little type to be out there upset because no, his sorry ass daddy ain't there to support him. You might not even know who his daddy is. So
that's true.
Yeah. Hey.
So you were stocking up on your coochie coupons. That what you were doing?
Of course, man. And you got a woman in her 40s or maybe even her 50s to come on this show and have the audacity to say that, oh, yeah, the 25-year-old young lady, she made the right choice because he was away from his cell phone and he was away from society and his family, and so she was smart with that. No, he waited her out. Man,
that's what the bottom line was.
That's all the bro. That's all the bottom line was, bro. He waited out. Yeah.
Oh Lord. Okay.
every man under the sound of my voice can agree. I've had to go through some stupid stuff just to get next to a woman. Every man will agree to that.
Yeah, that is a true statement. That's a true statement. But that's not what they say.
Yeah, but he did it because he liked her. He loved her. And he was willing to, you're right.
Yeah.
He did it because he was willing to compromise his own comfort for her. Mm. Is that what you believe? Is that what you truly believe? Okay, well, that's fine.
Long at the end of the day, you say whatever, but at the end of the day, as long as I get some booty, I don't care.
Exactly. The guy that the lady was speaking about, he has millions of dollars in this. If he had all of those things before meeting that lady that was 25, then it's probably easy enough to say that he was already established, which meant that he might have been just a few years older than her. And he liked the personification that she brought about. So, that can be my little trophy piece right there. You know, I'm a little older than she is, and every guy that's older wouldn't mind having a trophy piece, especially in my situation. So that's how I went down. Yeah, I was on a stupid camping trip. I tell you what. If he have to come before the maker and answer some questions at the end of the day, is why you really went on that camping trip? I went because I liked it. Come on now, tell me the truth. All right, I went because, she's young, and I wanted to get down, and, I went. Man, come on, man.
Yeah, that was it, huh?
That's it, man. Come on.
I love that person. All right. You know, I didn't even look at it like that. I was looking at it like, why you got to take me on a camping trip? Just ask me
what you
want to know.
Damn.
You know?
I know exactly.
Don't take me out no middle. No, I done did my share in the woods.
You done did your share camping, huh?
Yes, I have.
I understand my brother in arms. I do. And I agree with you. I've done my share camping.
Heck yeah. We can find something else to do.
Yeah. See, the thing is, when you get older, then your mind will shift to other alternatives in lieu of the foolishness, you know. I mean, she was
right.
Going by something that somebody else had told her to do. That's all. I mean, this wasn't no 25-year-old lady's idea. Well, I'm going to see if I can make him go camping, and he's going to either fold or he's going to enjoy one. No. No woman 25 years old thinks like that. Come on now.
No.
I mean, does she enjoy camping? That's another question. Or were they just out there because this was her test for him?
Now, my take on it was just a test for him. I don't know whether she enjoyed it or not, but
exactly.
I'm still wasn't with that mess there. I'm not going to lie.
I'll go with it.
No.
If it's something that the man's going to enjoy doing, then it's not a test. It's just something that's, that comes second nature. But if it's something that he's not sure about, then it's a test, Anyway, that was a good show yesterday, man. I had a lot of laughs out of that, and I agree with you wholeheartedly that maybe all facts and the person that says that they're Miss Lady, maybe they should meet in the woods somewhere or something. Yeah, I think that would be great. with their medications in hand, respectively.
Oh my goodness! See, you done caused the switchboard to light up now. So let me bring these other people. Goodness! Oh well. Hello, PNP, and hello 111. How y'all doing today?
Oh, hello. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing fine, Pierre.
I misunderstood the significance of the camping trip yesterday. What was the significance of that?
Motherfucker, will you speak before you come on and ask about the camping
trip? Shut the fuck up. What's the significance of
it? Hi, Joe. Hi, Joe. How are you, Joe?
How you doing now, Lo? How are you?
I'm good. I'm being Bianchi. No one else is on the line, so I'll acknowledge Joe.
Of course.
Tell you.
Okay.
White tee.
Y'all good, man? Okay.
Now that we got it all.
You know what, Joe?
That,
okay, yeah. You know, as far as the significance of what she said about the camping trip, I don't know. Apparently, she felt like she had to take this man to the wilderness away from civilization to see if he was a real man or he was just a fake. That's basically what I got out of it.
Oh.
You know, I don't know.
Because I was too busy chatting in the chat room, and I kind of missed some of it, and I didn't know what the thrust of it was. So, okay. So that was her
cool.
way. And who was the champion of the camping trip? Was that Maze or was that Lady?
That was Lady.
That was Lady?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you imagine her going on a camping trip? She likes to give blowjobs to half billionaires. And she's talking about fucking going on a camping trip. Please.
Is this Friday? God, no.
Well,
I guess so, but I don't think.
Remember when we pinned her down a few months ago? What was her claim to fame? I went out with a man who was almost a billionaire. Well, who gave a fuck?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah, I was thinking about that yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when I was listening to archives, I was thinking about that yesterday. I mean, you mean tell me your claim to fame is that, I went out with a guy that's a millionaire. Okay, well, shit, what about it? I went out with a lady before that potentially became somebody else's baby's mama. What about it? Ain't nothing.
And then here she is. She's making, she's talking about, of course, she's going out with at least one millionaire, that she's trying to give the impression that she's some sort of an elitist, and yet she wants to go out on a camping trip and try to find out what kind of man the man is, because what is he supposed to do on the camping trip? Is he supposed to give her a massage at the same time he's trying to shoot a bear or something? What's the point?
Yeah. Good point. I was thinking the same thing, man. I was thinking the exact same thing.
Well, defense now, I'm not. She didn't say it was her, okay? She
right.
said she knew this young lady,
her.
Right.
She was a champion for them.
She said
she
knew a young lady.
Oh, okay,
I missed that.
So it wasn't her.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it wasn't her. She was a champion for it. And one thing I didn't like is the fact that she being a woman that's always saying, well, you know, you have men that always trying to be so masculine. On the one hand, you want a feminized man, and on the other hand, you're saying that you agree that the lady should have took that guy out there, and, well, what she's going to do when the questions come up? Oh, let me back up, and let her make the decision, or let him be a man and make the manly decision.
I'm glad I didn't hear that.
Yeah, she was all in all that, man.
Fuck, I would have called in then. Oh, fuck that shit.
Well, you know, that's
one thing I know.
Don't
she never let anybody
answer.
Talk. She didn't let Mike talk. She didn't let Eric talk. And I'm waiting for the Winchester, but no, Eric just got his nose.
Oh, he only liked to use it on me.
No, I've been shot a few times, too.
You're not the only one. Don't feel bad. He shot me. Me and him battled.
Oh, yeah. I remember one night the law got shot up. And, but of course, Mike's the champ. Mike doesn't know when to say, I've had enough. He's going to bleed to death in the arms of some fucking Florence Nightingale because he just gets shot.
He'll be okay.
That's a shame, though. That really is. That's a shame. I had to graduate from a taser to a shotgun. Man, I tell you.
And then Mike will come back after the shot, and without skipping a beat, he'll go right back into where you got left off. Mr. Talk. Oh, I'll be quiet.
Yeah, but sir.
Man, don't talk about Michael. He ain't here to defend himself.
He's out
stop
there
playing.
In the same room that lady's on. Please.
He's doing just like Joe. He's standing outside the window looking at the
woods. There he is. That's right. But he's on. But he's flying around with, you know, and lady in here saying, see, they're talking about us. See, they're talking about us.
Yeah. Lady, she's somewhere flying around on her broom listening to it. May's the same thing.
Oh yeah, oh, May's is
there. And your homeboy is too. How about that?
Who's that?
Shit, Uncle Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Your homeboy, the smart guy. He doing the same thing.
We talking about solutions.
He's standing outside, looking at the pies. Yeah, he's looking at the pies on that window still.
Okay.
Yeah,
anybody
my homeboy.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
The way he talked about me like a dog on Debbie Daly show. My homeboy. Yeah. Shit. He should get shot more than Mike.
Anyway, yeah. Enough about that.
Well, see y'all wrong. Okay, let's get to one thing about what did he say? The president today at the UN, he made his little speech. You know, he had to do his little speech, and. But wait a minute. You know what? I got to bring this to the Ford. And what the heck was going on with Maze yesterday hating on Vicky's voice, man? I mean,
Maze wasn't hating on Vicky's voice.
You know?
Maze was, you know, hey, you can like it if you want to or not.
Maze wasn't
hating on Vicky's voice. No, she wasn't.
What was she doing?
She was telling the truth.
She was telling the truth.
Best example I can give.
Okay, and?
Best example I can give is when you had a few slaves that normally is out by the field see a new white woman go, ooh, 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 a white woman. That's how a lot of guys act when they hear those people with those accents. Come on, man. I mean, I'm not saying you, Mr. Talk, because I know that you traveled just like I have. But for the most part, you have people that say, ooh, she sounds sexy. When they don't know what this woman looks like. This woman could be an amoeba.
But the accent happens with white guys too, Lo.
That's telling the truth.
But now, white guys get turned on by the accent,
hey, Joe,
too.
I never said that there weren't white slaves, Joe. I just said slaves.
Oh, God, yeah. Now you're going to parse words. Yeah, right, right.
Oh,
99.99%
really?
Of the time when you're talking about slaves, it's about black slaves. But this situation, wait a minute.
This situation, I'm talking about your great-great-grandchild.
Okay.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Oh, God.
Well, anyway, I think it was hating. I don't care what
your great great grandpappy that wind up being your great uncle living in a trailer park. That's who I'm talking about. Them people.
Nah, they not.
Okay, all right.
I'm sure that my grandparents probably came from peasant stock like most immigrants. But they did not reside in a fucking trailer park. I guarantee your fucking ass on that.
Well, I think what happened minutes ago. Early around 10:30, I was outside about to cut my grass, and generally everyone in the community that I live have someone contract to cut their grass. But I'm a dumb country boy. I cut my own. So it was someone that I'm sure you might know or related to or something, because they always have a woman with them, and she looks like she's on drugs.
Hey, brother, you
need somebody to cut your yard. You look like a baller. No, I don't. I got a Ford F-150. I'm nothing. Yeah, well, you know, I can cut your yard. Yo, people, Joe, what's up with your people?
Well, I told you the other day, fucking white people are fucked up. You're going to get an argument from me about the state of the world? White people are fucked up. Chinese are fucked up. Spanish are fucked up. Black are fucked up. People are fucked up.
Man.
Just to make it fair, I told him, normally everybody over here has somebody to contract to cut their grass, and I know of just generally all of my neighbors. So, you know, you're not their contractor, so you might want to leave before I call the sheriff. And he left.
Now, if you're not a fucking agitator, I don't know who it is.
I feel with you on the foot, boy. How I feel, boy.
That must have made you feel good. That had to make you feel good. I'm going to run off this white Lord, boy right man. Here and his drunken bitch. Right? That's what you said to
well,
yourself.
Well, I tell you.
After you got back inside, you told your wife, I ran off that drunken bitch and her fucking pimp from our property. Right?
You know what? Y'all got issues, man. Y'all really have issues.
And
but anyway,
and
President
you know
Obama
what? They
day.
Probably did go back to their fucking trailer
what?
Park, too. I wouldn't be surprised.
It's possible. Anything is possible. Let's see. The president today, he said the U.S. was moving away from the perpetual war footing and trying to close Gitmo, cutting down the use of drones and trying terrorists in courts of law and transferring detainees to other countries. He also said the nation is referring the way they gather intelligence that security and privacy concerns can become balanced. Now, that's what he said. But if y'all really caught that one part in there, that the nation is reviewing the way they, he didn't say we, he said the way they gather intelligence. Did you catch that, huh?
You know what else I didn't catch? You know, I caught about something about reducing the drones. Fucking Boeing just came out with an announcement yesterday. They're refitting F-16s. They're making old retired F-16s fucking drones. And he's talking now about they're going to cut down on drones. You know what a lie.
Joe, listen to what you just said. See, and that's what I'm saying. What did they say? Now, here's what he's really saying. Okay, we're going to cut down on the way the traditional drone looks now. Because we finna, you know, make them look more like the planes we already have. So you won't think they're drones. Now, that's what he really was saying. But from the average folk, he said what he said was we're cutting down on drones. You know, what did he say?
That's what that's what your Mr. Talk, your relatives and my relatives that voted for him and will run through gas through hell with gasoline drawers on. That's what they heard, and that's all they're going to hear. And they will support that to the very end.
Oh yeah, and talk about gasoline panties. I'm sure Maze will be here in about half an hour.
Doesn't matter. When she fly in on a broom, it don't matter. There's no way to defend this, man.
She'll find a way.
See, Maze is the classic black person that's going to support black people regardless, but you have to look at these things from different angles. I mean, if this man is saying something that's going to help the whole country, including black people, then that's one thing. But, well, we got to support him because he's black. That's the majority of why black people vote Democratic, because they were taught that growing up, or Democrats help the black folk. I'm quoting somebody else, too, on that. But that's what they think.
When this guy came in, it wasn't on the shoulders of blacks. Not the first time. I don't know about the second time. I forgot all about what happened the second time.
I think it was more the first time
than the second time.
That's what I'm saying.
I get so tired of you and your numbers. But the thing is, the numbers can be fudged however people want them to be fudged, man. You know, you had people that were not thinking about voting. 50, 70, 80 years old. They getting old black people that were like, well, it doesn't matter. You know, those white people going to do what they want to anyway. I'm not voting. Hell, I don't care about voting. You had old black people, 80 years old, getting wheeled into the voting place, the poll. You never had
that's
that
true.
Existence. Not even,
that is
not
true.
Even for Jesse Jackson or even Al Sharpton. This was something totally different.
No. I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying you're right, but see, they all voted black. But in order for Obama to have gotten elected, they had to have been more of a surge of white people as well.
Yeah, black vote only made a difference in six states. 2008.
Yeah. And one thing that a lot of white people took into consideration is, you know, this guy, he can be our boy. He sounds like us. He talks like us.
They called him the safe Negro. Remember when Rush Limbaugh came out with that song? Somebody came out with this Magic Negro.
No, not that. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I never heard that, Joe. Maybe that was just in your community.
No. That was on radio. That was Rush Limbaugh. He played it. Magic Negro.
Yeah. Yeah. Magic Negro. Say, you know, that wasn't widely distributed. That wasn't widely distributed among
No, I mean, he probably played it a couple of times or so. But, yeah. I mean, you know, still
right.
on Limbaugh's show, you know, 25
on
million.
On the Libertarian
people.
Channel?
Yeah. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
That was played on the Libertarian Channel?
No.
Rush strict
Limbaugh. No, libertarians would never do that. Please.
I know.
Hold on. Let me bring somebody else in. All right. 111. Welcome to the show.
I'm smelling a broomstick.
Hello.
From the country.
There it is.
Oh, what did I tell you?
Eric, I thought you changed the locks on the door.
Y'all have a discussion about me. Let me defend myself. Started with.
Need to take that lock back and get your money, man.
Yeah, okay, sit in the corner and be quiet. Just like you were doing before I called.
Oh,
now, let me explain. Lo, you were right about what you said when I said that they just changed their voices in there and their mannerisms when that woman called yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Joe was so ignorant. He don't even remember what she said when she was talking about a camping trip.
Imagine
so now
that.
They sound like themselves today. I guess they done went on. They went witch hunt and came back.
They sound
and
like themselves. They're not here on the show.
And now to get what you talking about, the president, what the president said.
Oh, you don't want to answer that.
Donald just said they were not going to renew a contract with Boeing now. So then, and closing up the other place you were saying closing, McCain is the one that want to keep it open, not the president.
Imagine that.
So don't tell me how I feel about black people regardless of what they do. I listen.
And McCain is part of
what
administration?
I don't just hear they go through my ear and figure it in the way that they want. And you talking about Rush Limbaugh, Joe, with the puffed and black, the Magic Negro, that came out of Rush Limbaugh's ignorant mouth.
They came out
where? They always do ignorant stuff.
They came out where?
They do that. They do that.
So they make no sense at all. That's why I call it no sense at all. Just like that nut sent up in the well today. Last night, Ted Cruz with his stupid butt. How you gonna have a filibuster?
You,
and the Congress ain't even
like,
and the Congress not even in session.
So
how you gonna have a filibuster?
What kind of what kind of politicians do you want in Congress?
No, like those nuts.
Well, who do you want? If you don't like the Democrats
or
Republicans, what kind of politicians?
I like the people that care for the U.S.
For the U.S.
Miss Mays. Let me answer that for you. We want the type that's like Cynthia McKinney. That's the type
of
you.
No, she doesn't. No, I'm asking Mays because Mays has a communist.
No,
no, no.
She's agreeing. We're
no, no, no. She's not for Cynthia McKinney.
I agree with him. You don't want Cynthia McKinney.
No, I don't want her. I'd rather have somebody who's more libertarian.
I didn't like when they got rid of her.
Better than a Democrat.
I didn't like when they got rid of her, Joe.
She was. So what? What kind?
She was good at what she was doing.
Do you like a top-down hierarchy?
Let me tell you what kind I don't want.
Do you want a guaranteed education, guaranteed job?
No. Let me tell you the kind I don't want. The kind that got so much against them that they got to do and file for anything they tell them to do, regardless of what the vote is. That's the kind of people I don't want in office.
That's fine. Now, tell me what you do want, because you're always criticizing the politicians. You're always saying this.
I don't have to tell you nothing.
You don't
want to
tell me nothing.
Oh,
but you always
want to
make a statement.
I don't
want to
tell
you
nothing. I
want
to see
what you're talking about. Tell them what you want.
I want
an
honest person that doesn't have a bad record to do things the way it should be done. Not have to have some creeps coming behind and creating stuff and make it look
like
it's not
supposed to be. Who's your favorite politician?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, you only live in one state.
I live in one state, but I go to a whole lot of different states. I move around.
But
I'm not in one state at all times.
You're only
allowed
to vote
in one state. Yes, I am.
In one state.
That's right.
So the people in other states may not want that type of a person.
See, okay, I know how politics works in different states. I might live in one, but I know how the politics work.
So you know how politics works. Who's your favorite politician?
Whatever his name that left, that was the person in Maryland, they got rid of him. He cleared himself.
Who
they
is
had a,
your
they,
favorite politician that should be the model?
What?
That was English.
Who is my favorite politician?
There is no model.
I don't have a favorite politician.
Hold on.
I don't have
let
one.
Okay, wait a minute.
Is that good enough for you?
I don't have a favorite politician. Hold on. All right, thank you. Let me bring Constantine for Abilene in the equation.
Constantine from Abilene.
That's right.
It's Constantine for Abilene.
Constantine, your mic is open. Welcome to the show. Yeah.
Hey, thank you. How are you doing tonight? Today?
You're doing
whatever.
Wonderful. And yourself?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I've been accused of being this guy here that's on the thing. I don't know what his name is, but I recognize his
voice.
We're two different people.
Beasley. Yeah, it sounds like Beasley.
It's not Beasley. That sounds like what's his name, the Jew.
The angry Jew.
That's who that is.
No, it's not. I am not the angry Jew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm Cherokee. I'm not
Jewish
right.
at
all.
You the angry Jew, as you call yourself.
No,
you're
another
mascot,
well.
Just like sitting in that chair.
What?
That's
what
well,
you
look,
are, it doesn't really
like
matter.
Yeah,
whoever
let him throw his point.
Thank you. Whoever it is, you know, welcome to the show, sir, and you have the floor right now.
Mm-hmm. And then I want to
well,
get back to Maze. But go ahead, first.
He does.
Well, you know, I was sitting there listening to you. You know, the thing is I have no favorite politicians.
Good point.
Because, you know, one reason is because they're all angry Jews, which I'm not, because I was born on an Indian reservation. I'm not Jewish at all.
Well, hey fella, what you say, Constantine?
Yeah, Constantine.
Okay,
yeah.
Those people are Jewish.
They no,
they
are
they
not.
Jews.
Constantine is Greek.
Okay. Listen, guys.
Which
I know
is
what
not
you're saying.
Jewish.
if you close your mouth for 1 second, I'm gonna throw something at you.
Okay.
Okay. Those people that you're talking about, I don't give a damn about you, Joe. You're a Gentile. You can't tell me nothing.
Oh, here we go.
Right on.
Those people that you're talking
right
about,
on,
those
right
politicians,
on.
They are Jewish. They wish they were Jews. There's a difference.
Mm-hmm. Well.
So go ahead. It doesn't matter. Hey, all you got to do is go.
I thought
through
you said he could go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, stop the Gentile speak.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, anyway, I'm not a Gentile either.
He said he was Indian. Does anybody here speak English? Are listening.
He said he was raised on an Indian reservation. That's what he said.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's no Indian, they're Native American.
Choctaw.
Right, there you go.
I think that's
what
they are.
Well, then you think wrong.
Go ahead, man. I'm sorry.
Indian came from
TV. I'll be quiet.
The
correct term is Aboriginal Americans. There you go.
Yeah, you satisfied now, man?
Yeah.
What's
that?
Call
it
what it really is.
Okay.
Go ahead. Well, Native Americans wasn't really aboriginal to what they call the Americans anyway.
They're not
Native
Americans.
All right, just we're not going to get to the point.
We were here before the Vikings, you know, so.
You want to call me
the Almighty God of Thunder? You want to call me Benjamin Franklin? You want to call me Zeus? That's all fine. They're all known for
we
their lighting.
You need some meditation.
But I'm not Jewish.
Okay. Well, just throw your point about your favorite politician.
My favorite politician. Well, I would say probably my favorite politician. It has to be, it has to be, Perot. I really like Ross Perot.
Oh, here we go. Another man.
Ross Perot.
Did you say Ross Perot?
My favorite? Well, he was honest, I think.
Really?
I didn't say he was any good, but
well, he didn't get a chance to be
but
a politician, so.
Yeah, well, he kept Bush from getting elected a second time. So that's the reason why he's my favorite politician.
All right. Now, Maze, who's your favorite politician?
I don't have a favorite politician. I told you that.
Then how
can you
talk about politics if you don't have a favorite politician?
Well, Joe, why do you have to have
because
one, Joe?
Because she loves them
because
all.
She keeps talking without
I'm
any kind
I'm asking you,
of
Joe, why do you have to have one? And you know,
no,
I'm
no, no.
Go
I'm talking to Maze.
I know
for
I'm
going to
go on record
reason.
Of saying this.
I'm talking
every time
to Maze
people
for
talk
a particular
politics,
reason.
Right. Every time people talk politics, and Joe, I never took you to be the guy to drag on anybody else's scrotum. But you ride all over your boys. Paul. You ride all over his nuts.
All over Rand Paul.
Rand
all
Paul.
Day,
what
all
is
day.
Over
him. And don't nobody want him as nothing.
I never even met
him. I told you I
can't
tell who my favorite. I told you I don't want to talk
about Rand.
The point is that.
I have problems with Rand too, Joe.
You're talking about politics, but you don't have a solution.
Yeah, he's not
you
his father.
You don't either.
I don't either.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah, no, I think all the white people really are in politics, you know. They should
did
give
you see that story
yeah,
where you had three of your cousins lost a ballot with a white stand your ground here in St. Louis?
Wait a minute.
One
hold,
was killed.
Wait,
one was shot in the butt.
Wait a minute. What do you mean my cousin? What do you mean my cousin?
Well, he was wearing hoodies.
You know, he ain't
oh,
black.
And you are what?
Pardon me?
He's an African-American.
And you are what? So should
what do
you
mean,
saying
what
our
am I?
Cousin?
I'm alive.
My cousin? Yeah,
no. Don't play that with me today. If you're going to say it's my cousin, shouldn't it be our cousin?
Well, you had three young black males
No. Go back to the
hey,
original question.
All right,
well,
they're not your cousin, so let me tell
no,
you.
No, dig in him.
Read the story.
Oh.
He had three
okay.
young black males. going to try to rob a jogger. I don't know what the hell they're going to think they're going to get out of a white jogger. 11 o'clock, 11:30 at night in the park when curfew is 10. Pull a gun on him, and he got the best of him.
That was all done by design.
Well, everybody knows politicians are all so good.
Curfew is 10. You got a jogger at 11. Yeah, that was all done by design.
And if it would have been, and if it wouldn't have been, it would have been a black man doing the same thing with the opposite side people, and did the same thing, would have been a great job too.
Yeah, so, black men have
but
worse.
What's the difference?
Than that.
He wasn't highlighted. That's the difference.
When you stopping through those little towns getting gas and stuff, you in danger.
He wasn't highlighted.
You better be kick butt. That's
funny.
How I see
I listen to Tiongi talk through his
solutions.
Big biscuit lips, but he doesn't associate himself with black people. I got a picture of you, man.
He
find
himself.
Solutions.
Sure, with ignorant fools like that going to try to rob a jogger. What they going to do, get $20 from him and split it three ways?
Like I said, that was foolish for them to do. 11 o'clock at night, that's past curfew. That jogger was out there for a purpose. For it to hit the news, for it to become popular, for us to talk about it today. And next thing you know, we need legislation against it.
Impossible.
Actually, it was two joggers, a man and a woman.
Yeah, you know what I think? I think if all white people would stay in their house after 6 o'clock, then this would be a much better country. You know,
that's
just leave us the rest of us alone.
That's foolish, man. That's
you.
Stop talking foolish. Yeah, stop talking foolish.
Why would
what are you talking about?
Why would they
need
to talk foolish? All the black people come on here.
White people
foolish. Does
I
not
think
have
if,
to be.
No, I said all the white people should stay
I think
in
about,
after 6
I think if all the black people just start for a month, stop shopping with everybody except themselves, somebody else wouldn't eat.
Imagine
I don't think it would be us.
Imagine that.
Yeah, man, you never hear
imagine
about
that
like,
happening.
Hey, there was a white out, and the police pulled him over and made him go home. You know, it's always a black out or a brown out, man.
Oh, please,
like,
we don't want to hear
that. What the hell is with that?
Just, and Mr. Tyler, and when you were saying yesterday that I was hating on the lady, I wasn't hating on her.
You ain't got, you don't have to defend that. We already
I'm not defending
that.
He wasn't understanding what I was saying, and I don't think she was either. You
I broke it down.
Tilo.
Yeah,
yes.
Well, there you go. Don't worry about it no more.
Okay,
look,
Baze, we
just
moved on from that.
Right?
We done moved on from that.
Okay, I'm just clarifying it.
Okay.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
All right.
You're
clarifying it in your mind. We
just
moved on from
that.
We love you, and we just want to hear your lovely voice. Please wrap that lovely voice around that microphone and just sing your beautiful voice.
Doesn't talk, you know you have one that need on a white coat. A lady the other day, now we got a man.
So what?
You mean some therapy?
Who knows?
I got two words for you. Therapy.
Okay, I'm not even going there.
I got to take his meds today.
I just heard man at the end. That's all I heard.
We didn't expect for you to hear nothing, but what you want to hear.
That's probably the best thing.
Quick question I have.
Yes.
Has anyone else seen in legislation for Israel where they're trying to take all money out of circulation? They're trying to take all cash out of circulation in Israel right now.
Well, that's not surprising. I never heard of it, but that's not surprising.
Oh, I read that yesterday. And, you know, if that does happen, then that means that you're going to have to implement something. And
well, are you talking about taking the currency out, or are you talking about replacing the currency with a cashless society?
Taking the currency out for a cashless society.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right. That doesn't surprise me. That's going to be one of the ways to control people. If
but
they
is,
find
that,
out,
is that such a good thing? Is
oh,
it
no,
a good thing?
I say no.
Okay.
Anybody hear what the Pope had
and
to say?
Why isn't it?
We're talking about.
We heard, can we get the one thing at a time first?
Okay.
All right. Go ahead, Joe.
No, like Lo was saying, I don't think it's a I know it's a bad thing because if the government's going to be in control of our finances, they're going to be in control of everything. They're going to be in control of our medical records. Anytime they have access to where you are, what transactions that have transpired as a result of your either being in a doctor's office, a hospital, or using a credit card, they know where you are. They can shut you down. They already have the electronics that can shut down a rental car. So let's say, for example,
Mm-hmm.
Even your personal, your card, you're paying a note every month for. If you get behind on that automobile, they can
check with OnStar,
and you'll be fine. They'll shut it down right where you drive, where you are.
Yeah, that's right.
That's a great thing.
Actually, that's true. Back in the early 90s, they had a movie
about it. People that used to get away with stuff like that can't get away with it no more.
Yeah.
Maze, I need to figure you out, Maze. I mean, either you with us or you against us. You with the system or you against us.
I'm with you. See, Joe is just becoming to where we've been. We already seen this picture. So how can he explain this picture to us and we already been there?
Well, that's how it works.
Hey, Mr. Cox.
Hey.
There's another link.
Pinky.
Of a school that one of my last jobs, so I retired. But it just so happened it makes the news because it was a shooting there.
Mm.
Check that link out.
Okay, I will.
Give all the Rashawn kids guns, so less shootings, at least less bullets.
You say give all the kids guns, less shootings?
Give all the kids guns, yeah, that's it.
Wow.
Bennett said if you abort all black babies, it reduce crime in America.
Oh, I don't know.
I keep hearing that dumb. I keep hearing that dumb stuff, man. I mean, I can back up and say, thank you.
No. He's not making it up. There was either Ramsey
Nobody said he was making it up.
Well, I mean, regardless of whether he made it up or not, they don't say it on here. He's going to get shot.
I mean, man.
All right,
man,
but
I,
the thing
I
is It's almost policy. It's almost governmental policy what that shit.
What?
Well, I can't scrap a lick, so I've got my gas.
There was somebody in the Obama administration the last few years, they said that, or a billionaire, they said that if you had more you should have more abortions in the black community, because that will
reduce crime. Now you know you're telling that, Joe. You know you're saying.
He ain't telling a lie.
Okay.
Bennett did say that.
Bianca
ain't going to say nothing. He can't back up. Joe was right, because we discussed it once before. That was the days when we used to be on Civilized Show, too.
Oh, okay. Is that what
anyway,
you call Civilized?
You can leave whenever you want to.
I can tell you, this is the most civilized show I've been on in a while, because the other shows, either they don't let you in, or they just cut you right out as soon as they let you in.
And whoever Bennett was, he looked just like Joe. And we wouldn't expect nothing to
happen. Really, man.
Exactly. Hey, man, he's really being who he is, man. Hey.
All right.
Posted a,
so, Joe, who
posted
said,
a short
who
video.
Short video?
I'll find it out. It's in my archives. I'll find it and show you.
But I do know a good thing that you can do. And Joe can report, just like Pionke is reporting about the black community. They got crimes white people commit every day, too. He can go on the site and see them and come back and tell us, and we can compare them together and see if it's anything different.
Yeah, continue with the black and white thing.
It's not going to happen.
Okay, wait a minute. Thank you.
No one said
okay, let's go on. Let's go on with something else.
Education Secretary William Bennett.
Let's get to.
It's the Amish. They have a mafia. It's the Amish.
Oh. Let's talk about the Pope and his little.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead, Lo. I know you've been waiting on this one. Go ahead.
He's on
the down low.
Those people have been sodomites and child sacrifices forever anyway in the Catholic religion. So it's nothing new. I mean, hey, only thing happening now is they're opening the doors and say, hey, come on in. But this is what we've been believing in. We always believed in this stuff. We just shrouded it. So we can't hide it anymore.
Now they're the part of the stuff.
Come on now. You're supposed to be, the best way I can put it is because in this country, every church door that's opening every Sunday was presented via the Roman Catholic Church. So with that being said, he's the pimp and all the rest are the harlots. Per scripture.
He dresses like a pimp, you know. I mean, if somebody would wear it all white like that, man, you know, it's like all I need is like patent leather.
He's the only man on this earth. You got to kiss the ground he walk on and kiss his feet. No other man on this planet, you got to kiss his feet.
I can't understand that either.
I don't either.
T.D. Jakes.
And you mean T.D. Jakes is nobody. T.D. Jakes is the guy, the Pied Piper for the black people. Well, black people love to stand. Black people love to stand behind. Black people love to stand behind a popular black person. They love it, especially when you're talking about religion.
No, when Bush left, T.D. Jakes left with him, and he was left out there hanging. Now he's trying to find his way.
Is T.D. Jakes a rapper?
T.D. Jakes a rapper. You see that? This guy can come up with all of these quotes about, oh, yeah, 60% of this and that, 70% of that. And then you go to talking about a black preacher that's popular in the black community. Is T.D. Jakes a rapper? Get the hell out of here.
Well, why
they always giving us the numbers.
Why
he never
rises.
Jerk.
Though I'm wondering why we can't count for ourselves about what we do.
Yeah, why
somebody
can't
always
you,
got
man?
To count and give us the numbers, and when we got to spout them out.
Good
yeah,
point,
it's
good
his
point.
Other name is Big E Smalls. Yes.
But you can't find Joe on the radio doing that. You can't find him on the TV doing that about what his community is doing each and every day.
Why would he dog his community when he's so good at dogging yours?
That's what I'm
That's
saying. And then and you talk about abortion and all this stuff.
Heavy D. No.
That's futile. No. But, you know, all in all, like I said, when you talk about the Pope and the President of the United States coming kissing his ring and people from other countries kissing his ring, hey, this man has a lot of power. And when he tells homosexuals, oh, well, don't worry about it. Live how you want to. You don't have to worry about that anymore. You really need to think about what the hell this man is telling you.
That they're getting ready to pay out a whole lot of money for what they did to those
lawyers. They're going to pay out a bunch of money. But if you think about it, you have all these Catholic schools, $7,000 a semester, $18,000 a year. They're going to make all that money back off of few people.
Look, yeah, you know what's really the saddest thing about that whole thing, seriously, is the lawyers that defended that case got from 40 to 60% of all that money that should have gone
to them.
Absolutely.
That's
you know,
point,
and that's the part that really pisses me off. You know, I mean,
point,
obviously, the molesting and all that kind of stuff, obviously, horrible. But the thing is, you know, what those lawyers are doing, charging that percentage of
it's
it?
It's a bad crime.
Did they really charge 60 to 70%?
But if you look at all of those boys, they
no,
made back
you have a lawyer will take 33%. But
when
you're
talking about a lawyer,
case,
talking about
you don't pay them anything.
What I'm saying is all of those kids that were messed with and molested, what do you think you see in the street today trying to change laws and stuff?
I don't know what you said again.
Nothing.
We don't expect
nothing.
For you to know.
Well, then why are you
absolutely.
Talking?
You hear what you want to hear, Joe.
I'll tell you why.
No, I can't
you
hear what
why.
You're saying because you're mumbling.
If you don't hear what I'm saying, why are you barking?
No, they don't Catholic. Hear what you're saying.
Of all people
he grew up Catholic, Maze. That's all that
is.
And
he thought it was all about
okay.
you.
Exactly.
Look, everybody's
Let me tell you
why you don't have a woman.
Oh, man. Come on now.
Wait, wait, wait. If they decide to move this man that has been charged with molesting all these children, all those years past, nothing will happen to him. He'll go to another district. Nothing. That's foolish.
Maze, is that your school bus? The ones for the...
No, the yellow bus is waiting for you to come pick you up.
That was
home.
What I was about to say, the invalid
bus. So the short bus is waiting to pick you up.
When she shows up, he brings
around and changes the subject.
I was just about
that's
to say
That's meals on wheel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, maybe they bring it to your house.
No,
that's where you are now.
That's Bianca standing out there in the soup line.
No, that's Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama.
Michelle
See, you
Obama.
You can't even respect the lady. What about Michelle Obama? What has she done?
Now
but then the first lady that you hate, that she's sitting up there, that's all. Nothing wrong with Michelle.
Oh, nothing wrong with Michelle.
Oh, yeah,
she's no different than the rest of them
that
been
like
in the White House.
I like those big-sized little women, man.
You're absolutely right. Nothing wrong with that.
What's the difference in her
playing her
in there because you don't want to end that. That's the only reason why you got something. You sound just like Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah, the bigger
you're
the cushion, sweeter the pushing. Yeah,
could,
the wider the pushing, the deeper the quicksand.
Could I ask a question? the question is this. Okay, in the 80s and the early 90s, you had Ronald Reagan's administration still hanging around, and you had the crack in the neighborhoods and drugs and all that stuff in the neighborhoods. And everybody knows that the CIA brought all this stuff in to fund wars. Now, you had Ronald Reagan's wife. She was the spearhead for Just Say No to Drugs. How does that work? You got the president's wife saying Just Say No to Drugs and the president's administration pushing drugs. How does that work?
And they thought it was a great thing.
That's a corrupt government.
You didn't say it did.
All the way back to whenever.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we right, all know yes. that. So why is it so
You didn't
surprising?
Say it then. You really talking about Ron Paul, and he corrupt, too.
Nobody
well,
cares
want to
about Ron
that.
Paul. Now, Maze,
like,
I'm going to stand up for Joe
everything.
Now. No, ain't nobody
hey,
saying about
Talk.
Ron Paul.
That's Joe's man.
Yes, Pianki.
He wasn't the president.
There's a link to a story of a black priest that was in St. Louis, Maurice Nutt, who was accused of sexual harassment to males, too.
He went to jail, didn't he?
No, he went
okay.
to Memphis.
Thank you,
did he go to jail, Pianki, or did he still out?
He went to Memphis. They moved him.
Oh, okay,
oh,
whatever.
Yeah,
well,
exactly
you know what?
Like
but
I
here's
said,
the thing.
Like
you know, the Pope... The Pope said this, you know, basically, you know, the church, the Catholic Church can share its view on homosexuality, abortion, and other issues, but not interfere spiritually with the lives of gays and lesbians. He also said that the people of God want pastors, not clergy, acting like bureaucrats or government officials. Now, that's what he said.
Yeah, because a lot of people left the Catholic Church.
Interview.
Now this guy here, he was serving on the St. Louis Police Board and harassing black police officers and threatening their job if they didn't agree to do what he wanted them to do.
Yeah,
he talking about stupidity.
He must have already did some of those things for them for him to be able to say, well, if you don't do it again,
uh-huh.
because if
those
you never did
children.
It the first time, then you never did it the first time, then you don't got a damn thing against me.
Mm-hmm.
So come on now. And you know, I'll ask, Pianki, it's funny that everything come out of your mouth is black. This is a generalization here, and everything come out of your mouth is black. I'm just asking, man, what's the deal?
You can't tell me a teenage boy that didn't want to get a nut, though. I mean,
Pianki loves his people.
Pianki loves his people.
Oh, you
But, lo, you and Maze do the same thing.
Ooh.
Yesterday was the first time in about, I don't know, a month or two, we didn't have a black-white situation. As soon as you came on the show,
there's always
the
been one. What are you talking about?
What was
when
the
you
thing?
Do statistics, it's a black-white situation.
Excuse
when you talk
me,
about houses,
I'm sorry
black,
for talking
you
while
money,
you're interrupting
me. But what are you talking
mumbling.
About, Joe? It's
Stop
always
mumbling.
That. That's what y'all do.
Put Let's
out
mumble something.
But don't mean you have to leave it because
you put it out there. Blah, 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 Joe. So here's
you
the
won't
thing.
Listen. You won't
yes.
understand what she says, Joe, if you keep talking and blabbing.
Well,
out
I'm talking and she's interrupting. Here's the thing. Yesterday there was no black white.
Just stop.
Mm.
Okay, we'll stop.
Thank you. Now let's clean this up a little bit. All right. Now, number one, you know, Pianki, that is a true point that was made there. Maze. You can't keep jumping in on everybody. Joe, you had a good point, too. Why does it have to go, well, you know what? See, there you go. Now, why does it have to be black? You know why?
Because
talking
they make it that way.
Here.
Only people making it that way are those who are bringing it up, Maze. You
when
and
you
Lowe.
Say statistics, Joe, when you say statistics, who put those statistics out? We don't.
Did
now
I
you
say
tell me
about
if they don't make it that way.
Here's the thing about statistics. 12.35% of any people that put out statistics made those statistics up on the spot. Back to you.
Imagine that.
And that's statistically factual.
And if it's
okay.
statistically factual, you leave it.
He's making up. He's being satirical, you fucking moron.
Okay, but moron, you always come on. Yeah, well, you know, 22% of this and that. Man, get the hell out of here.
Even if I did, at least there's a reference to something that was statistically, supposedly statistically.
Joel, I'll say it again. If I go to my neighbors around here, which 99% of them are Republicans, my
right.
neighbors that I live right in, right on my street,
right.
and I ask them, hey, do you think the government is taking the correct approach in the Middle East? 99% of them will agree, yes.
Yep.
They are.
Oh, but you bring up a good point, Lo. You see, when you're taking, like, for example, I mean, a really good poll, you have to have a diversified
exactly.
audience. You have to.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's the
exactly.
same thing, like, for you. And the better ones, they do that. But the other ones, they're supposed to tell you at the end, when you finish reading the results of the polls, about who they've asked those questions about.
Yeah, in the margin of error.
Yeah.
Yeah, the margin
of
error.
So sometimes
exactly.
they give the false impression, like,
well, we've had this poll, and 87% of the people that we poll say such and such. But when you take a look at the fine print, as it were, they'll say, then you say it's Republicans. And then you say, well, fuck, no wonder they came up with 87% because they only asked Republicans. You're not supposed to ask
like
just Republicans.
It's just like, just like the poll they keep talking about Hillary Clinton, and people want her to run. Nobody want Hillary to run for no president. They want her to run
nobody
for president and retire and rest. That's
yeah,
what
nobody's
going
to ask me either.
But then you got that news media set up there looking just like Joe, telling us to tell everything.
That would be a complete, that would be a heck of a disaster.
That would be the worst fucking president.
Hillary Clinton is president. My goodness.
Ooh, Mr. Talk
we would attack the Chicago Cubs.
Mr. Talk is talking.
Hey, Mr. Talk. How you doing?
Uh-oh.
Good today.
Shoot the
All
video.
Right. Now, as I was saying, you know, when it comes to those polls and things, man, those polls usually are pushed toward a certain demographic.
A demographic
that they're looking for. And they are worded specifically the response that they want. So, you know, when they say, well, this poll, the only true poll you can do is go walk through your neighborhood and just ask people.
Well, that's not true. Some polls are very accurate on their prediction of what presidential candidates is going to take.
Pianke and Mays. Thank you. Let me bring Michael in. All right, Michael, welcome to the show. Go for it.
How you doing? Well, first of all, how everyone is doing. First of all, Mr. Talk, you need to oil that weapon a little bit. I think you got a little some sand in it. I can hear it. You need to oil it down. Not too much oil now. Not too much oil.
Are you tired of getting shot, Mike?
Not too much.
No, he's not using it enough.
Come on now. Well, I want to listen. Real quick, guys, and I know y'all going to dive on this, but I would like to, you know, you guys know I'm not religious. If you guys heard me, you already know. But I applaud the Pope. What the Pope said, I respect him because he's saying, listen, I know, but let me finish. He's saying, listen, all religion has evolved. See, he's saying, listen, I'm not worrying about the gay stuff. We're not going to be worrying about the divorce rate. We're not going to be worrying about that stuff. It's other stuff that if we're saying that we're Christians, that we need to be focusing on, hungry, stopping all these wars. He says he's not worrying about that. No, listen, I cannot finish.
You bring in 10 facts at one time.
Oh, my, can I finish? I just want to say one more thing, and that's it. See, even Christianity evolved to what it is. And listen, Mr. Talk, every religion evolved. The Catholic Church has 73 books. Someone came and said, I want to stick 7 books out of it, and now I got 66. So every Christianity has evolved. And guess what? The Catholic Church is going to evolve, just like other people evolve. So I'm just saying, don't get mad at him. Like that. And I respect him because he's saying we're not going to be worrying about that stuff. We got other stuff to worry about. That's all I wanted to say.
You finished? You finished?
Yes, I'm finished. And you know what?
Okay,
I'm going to mute my cell phone now.
No, you don't have to mute anything. Just stand around in the room and look. First, if you, just like you said, the Catholic religion and all religions have evolved. My house didn't evolve because it's where I live. The first brick that was laid was the cornerstone. And if your religion is your cornerstone, it's not going to evolve just because people decide, well, we want to do this now, or we should focus on that now. Your quote-unquote religion, shouldn't evolve just because man decides that, well, you know, last week we liked Fidel Castro and we don't like him this week. So
your religion is your rock. It don't move no place.
Exactly.
Yeah, it does.
That's my point. Your religion
No, it does not.
Your religion does not change.
Your religion is your rock. It don't move any place. It shouldn't anyway.
The Catholic Church has always been known for always being immutable. They can't get any kind of so-called progress out of the Catholic Church.
You know why, Tom? One of the reasons why is because the Catholic Church is using somebody else's stuff. That's why it's all over the place.
Let me tell you one thing. I just want to say this. Well, let me have my rebuttal. Well, I understand that everything evolved. Oh, yes, it is. You use the word. I'm not listening. I'm going to speak about myself. You said your house don't evolve. That's a lot. Well, I'm just talking about my house. I raised my boys since they were babies.
Ain't nobody talking about your
house. No. You
house.
Say your house. Well, I'm just speaking about my
house.
My house is going
listen,
to guys. Evolve because
listen,
my guys. Kids are
listen,
getting
guys.
Older and it's going
listen.
To be evolving. And I'm just saying he's
just
living
listen.
In the present day and time, brother, and it's going to be evolving. I'm saying I can see where he's coming from now. You know I'm not religious. I'm just speaking on – I'm just looking at the top and he's saying
I
the statements that these people
time.
Are playing. Well, it was going to evolve.
My house,
I bet you it
will. When I bought my house was like 1,900 square feet. It hasn't evolved in the 2,200 square feet.
No, when you were saying your house, you were talking about the rules and we were talking about religion.
Talking about
principles.
This place that I dwell in.
Whoa, exactly. That analogy doesn't make sense or the structure. You're just talking about the...
Well, it would make...
Certain
hello?
Issues.
It would make sense.
It's going
to
exactly...
I'm going to shut up because I don't want to get muted.
Oh,
no,
if
because...
If you would say stuff like that and then you... In order to come around and say things like that, that must mean that
you're
not as powerful as you used to be.
I
so now you got to come around with everybody else.
On
well,
that note, ladies and gentlemen, yeah, I have
the whole
to
thing
go
is, I'm
grab,
kind of surprised.
Don't have a great
this statement the past few weeks about homosexuality
okay.
because that, the Catholic Church has never been for homos at all.
But they, I mean, they
right, but they know they got
them.
Well,
and of
well,
course,
see, they,
go is the expert.
Well, see, they've been had them because they know they got them pedophiles, the men, them priests.
Well, no,
yeah,
that
right.
Well, that doesn't
so
help
just,
them. That doesn't help
no,
them.
No, hold on. Yes, it does because he's saying, listen, I'd rather if one of them priests were gay and they wanted to hold and they couldn't go because, you know, back in the day, they couldn't come out the closet. Instead of that gay man fawning that little boy and a little child and being sneaky with it, I'd rather him come out the closet, let the gay priest be gay priest and go in and let them do what they got to do so everybody know, but don't be touching them boys. Don't be touching them boys. So I respect what he's saying. That's all I want to say. I'm going to mute myself
if,
on that
if
one.
If he was so concealed, why don't you go pick up some same men that mess with them little boys? They got them mixed up anyway.
You know, they got the Iranian present president, being interviewed by CNN Amanpour. I really don't care about her. But they always, now they want him to acknowledge the Jewish Holocaust.
This just how
but damn it, how about the 10 million that King Leopold killed in the Congo? Nobody never talks about that.
Because they don't want it to be talked about.
Okay,
we're
hold on.
Doing the news and asking a dumb question.
Okay,
sometimes I wonder, like, who took these people out here?
Okay, hold on for a minute. Now, as far as that, because what's the man named Iran that just got out of office? Adenijan?
He's a good man.
He,
what about him?
Yeah. He first said that the Holocaust did not exist. So this guy coming in, he said
that's
yes.
not true. He didn't say that like
nope.
that.
You
no,
know,
Eric, you didn't
tell me what ain't true, damn it.
No. He's feeling that. That may be
anyway,
what he's actually feeling. But the statement that they use and they ascribe to him as saying that Israel has to be exterminated and talking about the Holocaust. I didn't take a look at the Holocaust statement, but I took a look at the other statement, and he didn't say that specifically. He didn't say that Israel had to be exterminated. This is the media. Don't forget, this is our
media. That's Joe Media. That's right.
You're damn right about that. Joe's media.
Well,
the
if
people,
it is,
the people, the,
you
the
guys,
people
it wouldn't
in,
be any
the
better
on
the
living,
black media.
The people living in Israel aren't. They didn't come from Israel. That's the problem.
Okay, they didn't come.
That's why you can never get an answer. And if you ask them how many Palestinians they
were,
you won't get to apologize to them. They're not going to do
go
it.
Ahead,
so what are they going to ask
course,
somebody
Sam,
else?
Let me tell you
me.
Something. If you're going
to
say something, and if you're not right, I'm going to correct you.
Of course not.
Okay.
Man, you mean to tell me that let's say it like this. The Pope is the big preacher above all preachers. And I'm saying that for everybody that listens. He's the big preacher. And the
right.
big preacher come out and say, well, that's okay for them to be like that. We ain't even got to focus on that no more. If people really were spiritual and they read their own Bible and everything, we talking about religious people now. If they were really spiritual and read their own Bible, they would get up and walk out there and never come back. Instead of sticking beside, and I heard a lot of Catholic people say, well, well, you know, my mom was a devout Catholic, and I am a devout Catholic, and, you know, my grandma was a devout Catholic. We're not talking about your people. We're talking about what you're looking at right now going on. If this stuff ain't right, it ain't right. Acknowledge it and move on. That's the thing. Too many people are not willing to acknowledge what the heck is going on right in front of them, right under their nose.
Well.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Let me bring somebody else in the conversation. Let me bring somebody else in. We'll get it rolling. All right, area code 225. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
And what's happening with you? Can we get your name?
My name's Chris Gonzalez.
I'm Chris. How you doing today? And welcome to the show. What you got to add to the conversation today?
Well, like I was saying before I came on to the show just now, what's going on is the Catholic Church. Now, before I begin, I was born a Catholic. Okay, I had no say-so in it. All right? But I recently converted over to non-denominational. Mm-hmm. I've been non-denominational for the last 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Majority of my family's Catholic. But let me say the majority of the older people in my family are Catholic. The Catholic Church is losing parishioners, and they're losing the younger group, the young demographic. So to have the pontiff, the pope, that's what he is, the pontiff, to come out and not so much as embrace the gay community, but try to take the sting
out of
having
gay,
them in the church.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But what's going to happen? If they have something that's crazy enough to think that the church is going to welcome them with open arms, it's not going to happen.
Well, let me respond, please. Well, you know what? They have, because see, it's a fact that they know that they have Catholic priests that's fond of boys, and that's homosexuality right there. That's a pervert, molestation, and homosexuality all in one. I want to say one thing, and I'll be quiet. Since Muhammad was alive, I'm gonna ask all of y'all, since Muhammad, the Muslim religion, Islam. I'm gonna ask you a question. Has Islam evolved?
Not that I know of, no.
Yes, it has. You know why it's evolved? You're lying. Hold on. I told you all religions evolve. You know why it's evolved? Because you have different sects. You have different denominations of Muslims. It does. Oh, why?
You know
because, hold on,
Catholic religion. There's spinoffs off of everything. Anything that becomes big and powerful, there will be spinoffs of it. So,
exactly.
I don't think you have a point because, no, the Muslim religion has not evolved. Yes, there are spinoffs of the Muslim religion. You have radicals and you have, you know, right-wing, left-wing this. But the Muslim religion as a whole is still the Muslim religion. Islam is still
Islam.
And the Catholic religion is going to be the Catholic religion no matter what this current pope tries to, you know, embrace the gay community or whatever. They're trying to get new people into the Catholic Church because your parishioners is where your money comes from.
Exactly.
The Muslim religion has the same tenets, three tenets,
right.
And I don't know. I know one of them is the Quran. Just like the Catholic Church, Christians have their tenets being the Annunciation, the Immaculate Annunciation, the Crucifixion, and the Resurrection. If you take either one of them out, then the whole thing falls on its face.
But
the thing about the Christian religion, as I keep saying, is that they use somebody else's stuff from the get-go, the first chapter.
All the pagans.
Them first five books is not theirs.
Nope, they're not. You're absolutely right. You keep saying stuff like this, but people want to shun you down because you're telling the truth. Go back and do your own research. It sounds better coming out of P. Younger's mouth because more people will accept him. That's fine with me.
Hey,
but
who,
do your own research.
How many people believe Jesus Christ?
Millions.
I'm talking about when he walked this earth. Yeah. How many were against him and what he was preaching?
There was a historical Jesus and a mythical Christ.
Ethiopia said they have an author of the covenant. Yeah, hello?
You had
Jesus.
Jews that were against him.
Well, I just want to say something.
You had the Philistines against him. You had the Rome against him.
We're not talking about his people. We're not talking about the spinoffs. We're talking about his own people. You had vagabond Jews that were against him also. They were Jews by blood, but they did live how they wanted to. When he first made his presence known,
all the Jews except those who were waiting for him were against him because they knew that he was going to upset the status quo.
Really? What scripture is that?
What scripture is that?
Exactly. That's how you rebut bullshit. And I don't mean to say it like that, but that's true. When somebody come out and say, what scripture is that?
That's the Catholic Church's teachings.
Okay, now you're telling me what the pagans have done, what the idolaters have done.
Until you actually get into a good discussion with a so-called biblical scholar, anybody can say what you know. That's why I told y'all, listen.
Michael, hold on one second, Michael. I'm going to ask you a question. You go and you ask that biblical scholar, who are the people that are of the covenant? And if he tell you those people in Israel right now, he's a damn lie because they don't fulfill not one prophecy. The Bible is all about prophecy.
Well, when I tell you the truth,
you don't want to hear it.
You don't know that it's the truth.
Yes, I know it's the truth, and I'm telling you why, because the Bible says my people will go in cargo slave ships.
But that's the problem.
My people will be in bondage. My people will be on this
phone
talking about why you got all these black people getting killed with no reason. Why you got all these black people in poverty.
But the thing is, people can say the Bible. They can say Nosferatu. They can say Nostradamus. It doesn't matter because anytime you're using any type of reference in a circular reasoning way, it negates your argument. Automatic.
Well, that's to you that it don't matter because, like I said before,
the laws weren't given to you. I believe according to the tenets of life, live how you want to.
And I told you before, but
the funny thing about the Zionists, they were going to choose Uganda first to resettle.
Imagine they evolved into something else.
How in the hell are you going to give them a legitimacy?
Listen, you guys, everybody in Uganda.
I want to make a statement.
Hold up. Africa evolved because guess what? Ethiopia is nothing but Christians and they got Muslims there. But they had Christians before Constantinople, Ethiopia. They say that they got the covenant. That's the only country in the world that they got the covenant. I never said that. Hold on. I'm just speaking fact. I never said it. You know why I'm believing that stuff, Lord. I just said that's what they're saying. But listen
Michael,
to me. Y'all challenge.
Those
y'all.
People are Hamites.
The Ethiopians in Gondor don't even know about it.
You might have to click that on the map. Come on, man. You might have to draw that on the low. He keep cutting me off. I just want to say, y'all said religions rely, and I say I challenge all of y'all. I say I open my two eyes, fuck the third eye. I open up both my two eyes and my ears and read my history books, and I can see. Listen, in Christianity, it has revolved.
Sorry.
Listen, you're cutting me off. You know what? I know why, because you don't want to hear the facts. I'll wait till my last statements, though. I'll get you.
No, you said they evolved.
That's the problem right there. This show is 25,000 different denominations of Christianity, Mike.
The New Testament has been revised.
That means what? Hold on. Okay. Now watch this.
That was a new denomination.
Listen to what you're saying. You're proving my point. The basic tenets have never changed.
You got different sects that come on and adopt something
that better fits them. Homie, not listening. Okay. If people believe that Jesus Christ walked on this earth, when he had that, he had a certain way. That's the foundation Lowe's talking about. Should be quiet.
No.
Please.
Don't mention Lowe when you say Jesus.
I'll wait.
I'm going to cut you off. Don't mention Lowe when you say
why
Jesus.
Why isn't he got
you
shot, man?
Wait.
Come on.
You said
you're not fair. Come on. He needs a Tupac in him, man.
You filed your shit.
Okay.
Mike filed his shit.
You said your weight. And don't mention low and Jesus in the same paragraph because they don't go together. I follow Yeshaya, not Jesus.
Okay,
Jesus is the
Catholic
crap.
We got that established. All right.
But you get the picture. I guess what we, the concept is the same.
No, it's not.
Man, you know, nobody can be an authority on religion anyway. Well, now when you're going to go back to the Bible, it's impossible.
So here we go. Joe, you know,
first
off,
you have circular reasoning, and secondly, you have about, I don't know, seven or how many books are supposedly hidden in the Vatican that are supposed to be part of the Bible. So you can't be an authority on the Bible when books are missing. That's
okay, I'll give you this one then. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say just going from the Hebrew, the original text, to the King James Version, which is the closest text you're going to get to the Hebrew. Let's go with that alone. And the reasoning that the Catholics had the Apocrypha, which I mentioned before, taken out of it, is because you see the words black everywhere in there. People describing themselves as being black. If you go on Wikipedia right now and you type in Noah's sons, you'll see three white men, which is impossible. Nothing black can come from white. But that's the Christianity that they're pushing now for people to believe.
Well,
and that's why I stand so strongly against it, because it's lies on top of lies. And, hey, if you want to believe that, okay, well, you know, I don't really believe in anything, and I just believe that there was a Big Bang. How do you know it was a Big Bang?
I never said
that's
that
what
about
they
the
say.
Big Bang. Only
okay,
thing
I'm
is,
not saying you specifically.
Oh, okay.
That's you in general. That's what people say. And then, of all things, you have a black man come on here whose foreparents came off those slave ships. Well, you know, I don't believe in none of that, no way. How foolish can you be? I don't believe none of that, no. This stuff was written over 2,000 years ago. It came to pass, and your ignorant self, I don't believe none of that, no way.
Yeah, but the thing is, Lowe's, that the Bible took how many? It took centuries for the Bible to be compiled dozens of people.
I have no qualms with anything that you're saying about that. The fact is, if the people that's living the prophecies according to it, because now we're talking about Christians everywhere, the Catholics, the Baptists, all these different sects, if they started to actually get away from a specific religion, just like Chris was saying, you don't have the young people following behind their foreparents anymore. They're moving away from that.
All right.
We'll accept homosexuals because we need the numbers, because we need the money to fund this stuff.
That
you
may
know,
be
for
true.
Him, for
I
him
mean,
to ride around in his bulletproof whatever, they need money.
Okay.
This man that's supposed to be the big preacher of all sits up on an upside-down cross, and people never think about that. That's crazy.
All right, so he is who he is.
He is who he is now.
You know, but, you know, let people believe what they want to believe.
No,
it's
not people believe what they want
to
believe.
That's the problem. You can't let people believe what they want to believe, because if it's a lie, it's a lie. Now, you have people that'll say, man evolved from apes and all of this and all of that. And if Joe knows anything better, Joe's going to say, hey, that's not right. Even if I were to come on this show and say, 75% of all Caucasians feel that the blacks aren't getting their just due. You can go somewhere else and come up with your own numbers and tell me, that's not right, because it's actually 76% of all whites. So what do you mean let them believe what they want to when it's a lie?
So what are you going to do?
You come on and defend anything else.
So what are you going to do?
Exactly what I'm doing right now. And what I would like for you to do, I would like for you to go back and check the facts on anything that I tell you, because behind the facts will come the clarity. You don't have to like Lowe. Don't like me at all. I don't come on here for like. Check the facts. And, you know, all this stuff about personal feelings and emotions, that's what they're going to get black people on, personal feelings and emotions. You ain't got to worry about them with text. They don't believe in reading text for the most part. A lot of them not going to read anything.
Well, that's okay, good. So you believe what you believe. You consider it the truth. Okay, fine.
Consider?
But
why he got to consider it the truth? Why it can't be
you don't
the truth?
Have
right,
to
so it's the truth.
you don't have a truth. And even more to that, Joe, I can't listen too much to what you have to say because, like I said when I started talking, you're a Gentile. My people gave your people the understanding of this stuff. And when it comes to people saying, well, none of that stuff matters anymore, I asked a white woman one day, so where are you from originally? Oh, well, my grandparents, this and that and that and this. And I asked the question, okay, so why would you tell somebody else that it don't matter where they from or this and that? They don't need to know who they are. That stuff don't matter anymore. You see the irony in that? I do.
I see the irony is if they come and do as they, if they do as they're supposed to do and wake up, that's the fight, keep them from waking up. Because once they wake up, the end will come.
Exactly.
And that's what people
and it's
are fighting
happening,
is,
whether people like it or
time.
Not. They have a TV show coming on tonight. When I was cutting my grass earlier, it started, I think it's called Revolution or something like that. The whole earth is going to be without power. And then all of a sudden some power is going to come from out of nowhere. And you have this scientist guy talking about it. And this woman saying, it sounds like a miracle. And listen, this
you
is coming directly out of Revelation. Whether people like it or not.
Okay, all right already. So what?
But Joe can look at Deuteronomy. He can find a whole lot of stuff in there. He might be
so what? Does every fucking show have to be about either black and whitey or has to be about religion?
No. It's about the fight. That's what it's really about.
Every fucking show has to be about the fight.
No.
Every
it's not about the fight. It's realization is going to happen.
All right, fine. Shut up.
And the best
Jesus
those that
Christ.
Just have to sit back and
so
relax and
stop
and take
whining
it or lose
and
the
talk about solutions.
That's to the point. That is the solution.
That's just, what's the solution?
You weren't listening.
No, you're right.
The solution is if the people wake up and get the agitator out the middle of them and they all wake up.
And they all wake up, okay.
Know who they are.
All right.
If somebody like... I'm sorry, Mace. If somebody like Michael came on a show like this and just, well, you know, I don't believe in that. No, none of this matter. None of this, none. You know what? You would agree with him, and y'all would go on and talk about something else that didn't matter at all. These people in Washington, D.C., they just playing their part. Those people don't believe in anything. They can't. How can you tell me somebody believes in a high deity that's righteous and they can send bombs to every other country in this world? Even now, going to start doing it in this country, spying on you.
Well, you bring up a good point because I thought about that with normal people. If people normally, even if they're not politicians, if they really understood the significance of hell, then we would not have the kind of planet we have today. We'd have a lot of so-called God-fearing people who would do right, hopefully for doing right. But we don't.
I'll
we have a lot of people who... Because they preach and Bible thump and bang, yada, 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 but they still commit all kinds of crimes and sins. So people don't really give their religion one fucking damn. Even no matter how many times they go to church, synagogue, mosque, people just keep fucking doing the ritual.
I can explain that to you also, Joe. And, you know, I don't want this to be a show about me specifically. But
it's always about
is,
you, Lo. Who are you kidding?
Okay, well, hey, that's fine. Mr. Talk ain't cutting me off yet. But the thing is, when you look at it, okay, you got all these people that say, well, you know, I live by the Bible. I go by what the Bible says. If you do, then you wouldn't agree to homosexuality. If you did, then you wouldn't cheat your neighbor. If you did, then you wouldn't go out and have sex with somebody else's wife.
All right. You've been saying this how many fucking times in a fucking row?
My point is this.
You're scaring him.
They're being taught the wrong doctrine.
All right, Lo, Maze, you preach your fucking preach for fucking weeks.
I'm not preaching.
Weeks.
I'm
who
just.
Who cares?
Who
cares?
Didn't you just?
You can't.
Didn't you just say you
same shit
this
over
stuff?
And over and over again?
Didn't you just say
that
you
was fucking boring? You're wearing down your message.
No, it's not the message.
Joe, stop being an idiot. Didn't you just say you pondered this stuff? You wondered why people. Go to church.
I said it once, and I'm moving on. The thing is, you got to keep beating the dead horse. It doesn't get you anywhere.
Actually,
it's being a Bible thumper. Who cares?
I tell you what happened.
You said it.
I tell you what happened. Me speaking like this.
I tell you what. All
right, you want to work with me,
name of whatever fucking thing you want to work for, right. Fine.
Joe.
Oh.
Thank you.
Calm down, he's scared. Pat him on the back.
Man, God. I tell you, ain't going at it. I've just been sitting here listening because, you know, yeah. And, wow, man, I tell you. Look, you know, and Joe, you asked a question, and I don't know whether anybody answered it. Here it is. Joe, you asked, so what is the solution, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the solution is to keep telling the truth. That is the solution, Joe. Now, how many people will accept it or receive it? Who knows? But, you know, most of the times, if you reach that one person, that's a start. You understand what I'm saying? So the only way that to get the truth out there or have people just take their time to learn and find new research for themselves is to keep saying, keep telling it, keep telling it, keep telling it, to eventually somebody will say, let me go and look this up for myself. You know, that's all.
Exactly.
They keep. So, you know, that is the solution to why this is keep being told over and over and over again. You know?
All right. So is that going to be the thrust of your show?
Because everybody never looked at it.
Some people
wait until they got older, even think about it. They're like, oh, they used to deny all of the stuff that you hear unless you just sit down and you looked at it. And it's like, okay, I found this here and I found this there, and this is true. And then if you look at it, it's like, whose children came across the water, don't know how to get back home, don't even know where they're home, and they've got it all across the world. Don't even know where their ancestors are. You can name your ancestors, but we can't really start from where we began. The only group of people that can't start from where they began.
The funny thing about that
all
is when you start to say this out your mouth, people that can name their ancestors say, well, that doesn't matter. Who cares? I care. And you don't have
and there's
to care
a yearning
about
to learn about where you came from, where your tree started. There's a yearning there, but you got agitators in the middle to try to keep you from knowing.
So go look them
the
up.
Key.
Fine.
Cynthia McKinney was an agitator because she didn't take the money that they were offering, and she agitated the right and left, and they had to get rid of her. It's the exact same thing.
Mm. And the ones that took the money still there.
The ones that took the money is still there.
And when they want to find something to put on them, and then they'll shut them down when they want to, and then bring them back up and build them back up, shut them down and build them back
she's
up.
You're doggone right. She's still there. They still there. She said out of her own mouth. Those people were willing to give her money if she, at first they had it to where she had to actually sign a statement saying that she supports Israel. I support Israel wholeheartedly. And her daddy, some dumb country boy from, Georgia, asked, what Israel got to do with the U.S.? And she started thinking about it. They don't have anything to do. Why are we giving them a bunch of money? And she said, no, I don't support Israel. I'm not going to go for anything to give them a bunch of money. And they got rid of her. And now she's on the outside of Washington, D.C., looking in. Tell her facts? Yeah. But people don't want to hear that.
Okay.
They're not going to hear
that. All right. Okay. Well, I think we've covered that pretty much for today. Pretty well. Okay. We'll get on to it another day. But we're going to move on right now. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Speaking of those clowns in Washington, do you feel that, you know, they should be tested for drugs?
No,
you know,
right.
Should they have to piss in a bottle? You know,
yeah,
since they want,
right.
And here's the thing, since they're still talking about food stamp recipients, you know, having to take a drug test. Shouldn't they be required to take one too? Since our money is paying them, basically, they
y'all
be
right.
Public services,
y'all
or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
They also
voted
down taking lie detector tests. I would like them to take lie detector tests.
Mm.
This dude goes way off into a lie detector test. We talking about something simple. Oh,
and
hey,
I just
said,
no,
off today.
What,
so what?
That go hand in hand. That does go hand in hand, Joe. I
understand that, but I'm saying let's take baby steps first. Okay, Mr. Talk, all I'm saying is, okay, we all joined the military. And we knew that there was a day going to come that we had to take a urine out. Fine, no problem. The only people that really take lie detector tests in the military are those that's going to get specific clearances, right or wrong?
Okay.
Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, so,
I'm talking
so
about the politicians because the politicians are the ones that create the laws that rule
I'm
what you do.
I'm talking about the politicians also, Joe, and all I'm saying is they should already know before they go up there and they get the little pin saying congressman or senator or whatever. Okay, well, you're going to walk in one day and they're going to piss you randomly.
Well, they should.
Absolutely. I agree with that wholeheartedly.
And they should get minimum wage for sitting up there every day when they're there because they're gone more than they're there.
Yeah, they keep voting themselves raises. They keep talking about raising the debt and how it's not going to affect the rest of us. But yet, they're not even under Obamacare.
Okay, you're not official about something. You don't know what it's doing to people anyway.
Of course they're not under that. You think they would accept something like that for the common people?
And also, countries don't need to be going over to other countries. They're supposed to be taking care of this country. They can in planes flying over to other countries, taking care. I mean, in their business, they should be right here doing their country business.
You know, I hear where Blue Cross and Blue Shield, and some others are not going to comply with the insurance exchange, Maze.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't either.
There's a whole lot of them trying to fight stuff that should be.
A lot of people who have private insurance policies, the insurance policies are making them drop their spouse.
Yeah, that's because you know, Obamacare. Messiah lied.
And when they make them drop their spouse, they just gonna get in get cheaper insurance, and they'll still be paying less when they drop their spouse. Some people are going to be paying $17 a month.
Because of the affordable health tax.
Wait, stop.
Okay,
What does that have to do with politicians taking drug tests?
I don't know.
Bianca brought that in.
Well, drug tests are required before you can get an insurance policy.
Okay. What does that have to do with Congress?
Because Congress exempt themselves from the Affordable Health Act.
A drug test? You need to take a drug test to get an insurance policy? What type of insurance policy you got? You must got $1 million. Oh, see, yeah, he a one percenter.
I took out an insurance policy for
$100,000 a few years ago. They took blood from me.
Yeah, they'll take your blood and check it for all kind of stuff just to make sure. Yeah, that is a true point.
That thing they run it on TV now. Oh, you don't have to answer any medical question, blah, 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 blah. Don't believe all that, man.
I'm just saying I ain't had to do none of that. I would be surprised. Maybe it's in certain states.
Surprised.
No,
they didn't do it at first,
Michael.
But now they have
cash
to do
in
it.
Your policy,
if you want to up your policy, hold up.
Listen, I'm letting y'all know that I read the policy. I'm good, just like y'all good.
Michael, you know why you didn't have to take one?
You know why you didn't have to take a drug test, Michael?
Why?
Not a drug test.
Because you're already in the asylum, so they don't need to test your blood. You're already there.
All right, whatever. I guess it might be by state.
I just had to get you.
They take the test to make sure that you don't have cancer or something that they're going to have to be paying that big money for. That's why they test you.
Before they give you coverage, they're going to go ahead and check all that
so
stuff.
So you don't have a precondition.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Condition when they
want to.
Yeah, that's what they're doing it for because they didn't always do it. You could get a policy, and then if you want to up it up more, then you got to take tests.
Okay, if you want
to
up it up.
If you saw it on $1 million policy, and then you want to take it to two, you got to test. Or if you got a $100,000 policy and you want to take it up some more, you got to take tests. Make
sure
even
for a $200,000 policy, depending on what kind of policy you want.
I heard what you just said too, YT, and you understood
because
exactly
a lot of those people with those tattoos.
Well,
a lot of those people with those tattoos got hepatitis B. When they went to change their policies and stuff, they got hepatitis B, which they ain't know. The only people that got all the tattoos all over, they're finding that too, and their insurance policy would cost more now if they get it.
All right, thank you, Mace, for that bit of information. All right, y'all, we got 10 minutes left, and I got to get out of here early today. So we're going to let y'all get your last words in, and we're going to start with Michael, because Michael said we never let him talk. So, Michael, go for it. Your last words.
Yeah.
Sir.
Well, always a great show, Mr. Talk. You know, you was a little bit unfair on the, you know, on the target on, at the range today. You know, you missed a lot of targets today on that range, bro. Lo, let me tell you something. I just want to make a point. The gentleman said that the gentleman that called, he mentioned something about every religion have a spinoff. See, what he said, every religion spinoff. You're making my point. Clearly a spinoff, evolving. See, and you have when Jesus Christ or if Jesus Christ ever walked or according to the religion, they took his words, and now you have different ideologies of Christianity. And when you say that they have different denominations, that means it's evolving. Some people say you got to speak in tongues and jump up and down in church. Baptists and Catholics say, listen, you got to be quiet, silent. That's disorderly. Some people say if you don't even speak in tongues and do all that, you don't have the Holy Spirit, you can't go to heaven and all that. Different denominations, some people don't even believe in that. You see, do you see what I'm saying? So religion has evolved. So the only thing I'm saying for a fact, and also like Muhammad, look at how many different sects of Muslims that you have. Name, start naming them. That means it has evolved since Muhammad left. It had to be one way. So you can clearly open up your eyes and see for a fact. So if you can look at it and see, that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, if he's basically, I can see what he's saying, listen, we have a homosexual problem in our church. It is what it is, and we just need to lighten up. It's known, and maybe he can, you know, because they're going to owe these people a lot of money, billions of billions of dollars, and they're going to get paid out. So he is trying to end the crisis in the church. That's what I can clearly see. And, you know, I'm just saying, if people are going to be what they want to be, don't be hypocritical. So that's all I was trying to say, y'all. Y'all have a nice day.
You too, Michael. Thank you. All right, Maze, you up.
Yes, the Catholic Church is going broken. That's all it is. They can let anybody in so they can get the money because they did rule at one time. So now they're dropping down to the bottom. That's what's happening. And that's why you see them doing what they do.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am. That was fast and easy. All right, P. Yankee, you up.
Hell, I've been shot so much I can barely breathe.
Okay, put a pressure bandage on it. Start talking.
Well, it was a nice show as usual. You let it get out of hand, but that's all right.
Go ahead anyway.
Go ahead and mute me now. It don't matter.
Are you through?
Absolutely.
All right. See you tomorrow, Mr. Pianki. Have fun. Oh, Lord. Mr. Joe, you up?
I don't have anything to say. Just have a good one. See you when I see you.
Okay. Why not?
I don't have nothing to say. I'm a man of few words. I usually don't take up more than 30 seconds at the end.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All right, Mr. Lowe. Mr. Lowe?
Yes, sir.
You up?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to shut down the lie real fast. According to religions, some religions, it doesn't matter if you, quote, unquote, speak in tongues, mean you're going to go, that's a lie. I could take you to the scripture to say, hey, the only way you speak in tongues in this church, if somebody can interpret what's being said, nothing else, no other way. So that's a lie. And that's the only reason why when Mr. All Facts come on with his facts, if they're wrong, I have to rebut. Other than that, I really could care less. I mean, like I said, he's a rebutter within himself because, on the one hand, if he did decide to go back and look at these scriptures and say, well, you know what, that sounds like my family. Okay, let me look from this angle instead of saying, well, I don't believe any of that. Open your eyes up, man. Your life is passing in front of you. All these prophecies are coming, whether you like it, people like it or not. All this stuff is happening. Joe, I don't care if you like it or not. You don't got to, who cares? You don't have to like it. This stuff is happening whether you like it or not. My last thing is this. a man 50 years old that used to always say God this and God that, he changed that, and now he says the Most High because he knows there's a difference. There are many gods that rule this planet. Only difference is which one you serve. I'm done.
All righty, sir. Well, thank you for that, and you have a great one. Also, see you tomorrow. All right, y'all, another interesting day here on Let's Talk. Oh, man, I tell you, I'm loving the conversation. You know what? I was almost about to say, make sure I go to Ebony's show, but Ebony don't have a show today. So we won't do an Ebony show. But anyway, a great show. And one thing I got to say is, you know, everybody has their opinion about what the church is, what the church is supposed to be, and what the church stands for. That's fine. But, you know, there are some myths out there that does need to be corrected. And but in order for that to happen, you have to get out there and do your own, you know, do your own research. And Chef Rob said he has a show on tonight at 9, I think it's 9 p.m. Central or 9 p.m. Eastern. Y'all go and check Chef Rob's show out. I get alerts all the time, but usually I'm doing something with my show. But check this out, man. And for those believing that 9 p.m. Central standard time, and here's the thing, man. It's like this. And I've had to say this a couple of times. If you think just speaking tongues is going to get you into heaven, then you out there, all right? You way out there. Just because you speak tongues does not guarantee your spot with the Most High. That's all I'm going to say about that. And do your research. Find out for yourself. Robert Truth Benny says he's on tomorrow and Friday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time also. So you got Chef Rob tonight at 9. You got me and Ebony tomorrow afternoon. Then you got Bible by Truth by Benny tomorrow night and Friday at 9 p.m. So, hey, entertainment all the way around. See what I'm saying? And don't forget Antoinette on the Ron Rich Show, too. Yeah, see, so everybody's got their thing going on. All right, well, that's going to do it for me, man. I hope y'all had a great time. It was hump day, and it's time to do the thing. So just remember, keep smiling, show appreciation, and don't forget to forgive with an open heart. But make sure you forgive in your heart and yourself first before you can forgive anyone else. All right? And all right. So without anything else left, man, y'all have a good one. We're going to go out here with Al Green and Love and Happiness. Till tomorrow, y'all. Peace. I'm out. Oh, hold on. Antoinette comes on at 9 p.m. Eastern. That's right. We're 8 p.m. Central on the Ron Rex Show. Y'all make sure y'all check her out tonight, too. She's co-host. All right. I'm out. Bye.
Love and happiness. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love. Wait a minute, something going wrong. Someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, talking about how she can make it right. Yeah, happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. Nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness.